Lexington's city council is considering hiring a negotiator as part of the process in relocating City Hall. A final vote on a proposed move to the Lexington Herald Leader Building is scheduled for Thursday night. The City Hall proposal has the city entering into a long-term lease-to-own agreement, paying $5 million over 35 years. Ninth District Councilmember Jennifer Masotti won backing to move hiring a lease negotiator onto the meeting docket. Masotti doesn't want to waste any time looking for potential buyers for the five city buildings which could be vacated with the move to Main and Midland.
Certainly don't want to move forward and have five empty buildings that we're going to heat, we're going to cool, and we have to maintain through a long period of time, and we have no idea what that time is. So why not be proactive and put this on a parallel track?
If the current proposal is adopted, city officials say a move to the repurposed Herald Leader building would likely take about 2 years. City lawyer David Barbary says it's not realistic to think those buildings could be sold before the final agreement on the Herald Leader complex is signed.
If you decide to dispose of them, there would still have to be decisions made with respect to whether police is actually going to go down there and things like that. So there would be some of these buildings where potentially the decision may be to keep them if you all move forward with the Herald Leader side.
Mayor Jim Gray said the cost for a lease negotiator would likely be shy of $20,000. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.